Hello.
Hey. How was the fishing
What's up?
This weekend?
Huh?
How was the fishing this weekend? Yeah, good.
I went both ways.
I know. Nana told me.
Who told you?
Nana.
Oh, when did you talk to her? It was pretty good on
Saturday.
Friday. And not very good Saturday. We went to Canandaigua on Saturday.
Mm.
We went to Cayuga on Friday. Why?
I just was wondering how it all went.
Well,
you're still able
home
to
116 perch on Friday. And then we were just going scouting, really. We didn't bring any home on Saturday, but we didn't find the ones we were looking for either, big ones.
Mm-hmm. I thought you guys were doing more walleye or something.
On a what?
Aren't you guys doing more walleye?
Well, it cost us a lot of money to get out there, and we're not going unless we... It's got to be
have
a perfect day to drive 2.5 hours and pay
mm-hmm.
tolls and gas, and
mm-hmm.
we got to get at least 4 guys and to split all the costs, and then you're not going to got to make sure that the weather's perfect out there, and of course then you got to everybody's got to be free to go that day when the weather's good.
Yeah.
So
you
it's hard. It's hard
right
for everybody but me, because I'm not working. Me and Gary can make it most of the time, but
can you go out to Ithaca?
We want to take Brandon is what we want to take, but we wanted
yeah.
to take him because he ain't been out there. But he's working so many hours.
Hours, yeah. I didn't
he's
realize he was working all these overtime hours.
He's working tons of overtime. He's working.
For a reason?
He's got to go in, like, 2 extra days at night, or 1 at night, and then 1 on the weekend.
That sucks.
He goes in a couple times and just cleans the machines and sets them up and starts them again. And then, you know, he works 2 hours and gets paid for, like, twice that. But
well, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
But still, it's extra money. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I wish there was enough time in my day to have another job. There was never enough time. Never enough time.
Yeah.
Is Mom not there today?
Yeah, she's there. Hold on. Larry! Mom! Coming all the way down to get the phone.
Oh, boy.
Did you call me? Who is it?
Aubrey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just wanted to let you know that I didn't go.
Okay.
I just got thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the more my thought was, is I just wanted to see her in her happy this one last time. Well, I haven't ever really seen the happy one time so much. So why do it just one time and then be roped back in?
Yep.
Instead... Matt, I had already said he didn't have to go on Friday evening. So it took me, Friday evening I started the hunting down of G-Mama, you know, my friends, different friends that were possibly, oh, hiccups, it's horrible, possibly available just to, you know, go and be my date. People
yep.
that she knew. And I knew, obviously, that I would be comfortable with. So I reached out to Eddie Meditieri and a couple other Jackassers crew people who couldn't, they had other things going on. then I started reaching out to, like, people that did, or started thinking about people that did know her, like Sierra, Lucy, you know, all the people from, wait, and all of them would say no. Nobody, like, everybody, it's pretty damning when everyone said no. So.
There's nothing against you.
No, and that's what Veronica said. Veronica's like, no offense to you or anything, but she just isn't, you know, my cup of tea and blah, blah, blah.
She's not hardly anybody's cup of tea, hon.
I know. I get it.
I know. Okay. So,
but
don't feel
I'm
bad.
Frustrated just in general because, you know, I did turn in saying I was going to be coming. So now I'm, like, the bad guy because I didn't show up. But whatever.
I don't think so.
It's a buffet.
You gave her the all of the blue things, so you did your job.
Uh-huh. I gave her the blue things. She
didn't
have a shower. I didn't go to the bachelorette party for health reasons. Same.
Well, there's no harm in that.
This one, too. Well, I got thinking about it. Like, I've been complaining about not being able to get out into my quote-unquote natural habitat and getting out there and getting everything set aside because I have, you know, my jewelers in town this weekend and such.
Yeah, you got
to
get things done. Work.
Yeah, I just don't want to be rushing around realizing that this is a bad idea.
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea to stretch yourself so thin that you get sick.
Well, that's, like this weekend was the first weekend I could actually get up and not be stressed out to the point where my legs blew up, you know. They did blow up by the end of the night, but I was able to, like, bring them back again, like I normally used to be able to.
Right. Well, the thing is you have to take care of your health. That's your body, your responsibility, and everything else comes second.
Mm.
You can't help other people if you're not healthy yourself.
Yeah. And if Trey or Nevaeh would have wanted to go, I would have gone, too. Neither
right.
one of them could go. Nevaeh was at her cheer camp, and Trey didn't want to, so.
No, Trey has, you know, changed his opinion. Be it right or wrong, it's his opinion. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it works in the world of adulthood.
I used to think that it was, I was the problem, and that's why I had no friends and back in the day. But.
Oh, that's crazy. You had tons of friends.
Yeah.
And you
now
still
I'm
do.
Just more selective.
That's what I like to hear. Just bring you in the circle.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have much of a circle going. My circle lives far and wide. That's okay.
Yeah, but you reach a lot of people. A lot more than Holly ever will.
The other thing is, Matt is kind of right, too. Why go and celebrate something that he doesn't believe in anyways?
No, I agree.
Like the one, you know, time that we all went to that first concert together.
He
was supposed to drive home. And he got too inebriated to do so and was, like, cattle calling, like, on some girls, like, hitting Matt's, you know, arm. He's, you know, looking, his eyes were wandering left and right. And then he couldn't drive home, so Matt ended up having to, you know, basically not drink anymore because we were in Syracuse, you know.
Yeah, he stepped up to be the responsible person.
Mm-hmm. And then the second concert, the next summer, they invited his son and his son's girlfriend and never found us. So
it happens and it's not
really
a
doesn't actually.
It's not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on them.
I know.
All right.
Well, I think it's gonna be definitely more of an eye opener being that we both weren't there.
Oh, well.
I'm just waiting for the backlash on that, but
well,
it's coming eventually.
You never know. There might not be any, but any. She might, you know, just have been relieved.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Matt said, too. That was Matt's exact thing.
So, you know, when you're at a wedding, you're so busy, you're so caught up with so many things. If you were the father of the bride and he didn't show up, well, that's something different. But
he didn't show up either, which was the sad part, which is why they were trying to rush the wedding to begin with. But then when he passed last December.
No, I'm talking about my friend Sarah. Her father refused to show up and give her away.
Well, I think that's so stupid.
Yeah, it's extremely selfish. Especially after she changed it all from being in Bermuda to being in New York so that he could give her away.
So who ended up giving her away?
Her very, very, very closest uncle, Matt. Anyway, I think you did the right thing, you know. I don't think you were missed. In Holly's eyes, you probably were missed by other people that might have wanted to say hello, how are you, how's it going?
Yeah, Sarah.
You know, right. But that's just people on the fringe. They're not in your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
So just think of it like that, you know. If people like Veronica or, you know, your closest people, Antonetta and Christy, you know, that's your inner circle. People on the fringe, you do the best you can, you know, but friendships are a two-way street. It can't be just one person doing all the work.
I know. That's my problem. It's been that way for a long
time. Me too. I'm that way too.
I know.
You come by it naturally.
Yep. Hereditary. Learn natural something along those lines.
Try not to let it hurt you. Like I said, there's a...
I felt good about it. I woke up the next day and didn't feel any remorse with not going. I haven't been on social media to see, because, you know, she's the queen of posting.
All of the fakes.
So I haven't even gone on there to look at anything.
All right. So
well, I call it Facebook for a reason. You're only posting your, you know, you're not... You're either posting your dirty laundry, which you shouldn't do, or you're posting about how wonderful this is, but then you find out later on that that's not the case.
Fake news, I know.
Mm-hmm, basically. But I wanted to let you know, you know,
hi,
I never reached out to them to say one thing or the other, so it's not like you said, I was missed. But I know that poor Kenny, or Holly, and his wife probably went, just in case they said anything.
I bet they went, but I bet they didn't stay long because they have dogs. They would have had to get home to take care of the dogs.
Yeah. What kind of dogs do they have?
They have a couple of rescues. They're pit mixes. One looks like a lab. The other one looks more like a pit.
Aw, little lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right, baby.
Just to share it. So.
Well, get ready.
What
you got to get ready for, and take care of yourself first.
I am.
All right.
All right.
Good. Love you.
Love you more. Bye bye.